Ancient of Days, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thank you for what you have done for us this morning and this day and this hour in all nations of the world. We appreciate and we are grateful. Abba, Father, have your way this morning. Do what you alone will do through your word and by your word. Feed us this morning. Heal us. Deliver us. Grant us joy. Save our souls. I thank you, Abba Father, that even what we have not asked, you know them already, and you will do according to your will. In your precious name I have prayed. All the saints will type Amen. I want to welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day, daily devotional. Back to Eden 76. We are now at the 76th episode of Back to Eden. And by the special grace of the Most High, last time we saw that for you not to eat, you don't have to touch it. So we started with a new topic, do not touch it. Do not touch it. Don't touch it. We saw that we ought not to play around and play with that which kills. And that is sin. If you don't want to eat the fruit, don't touch it. There is a need for us to build a fence around the commandment of Yahuwah. What I mean is that which he has said don't, we must build a fence around. We must build fence on our mind and in our hearts and put some preventive measures. You know, you can't pray and kill the tree of knowledge of good and evil from its root in the garden. You can't pull it down. In this world, there are temptations. There are trees that produces fruits that we ought not to eat from. You can't kill all of them. You can't eradicate all. You can't reset the world. You can't also create your own world, physical, terrestrial world, and live in. Therefore, you have to make sure that you don't touch it, lest you eat it. So, with a Jewish understanding, when Yahuwah gives a commandment, when Yahuwah gives instruction, especially as to the don'ts, don't do this, don't do that, they make sure that they put some things in place so that those things will keep them away from doing that which he has said they should not do. Sabbath, they make sure they put on preventive measures. The family will now set family laws in the house. Okay, if you don't want your daughter to fornicate and be out and sin, there should be a law. No going out at this time. All of you ought to sleep. So there are measures. There are preventive measures. For a wise man said, prevention is better than cure. Now, we are going to continue with the part two of do not touch it. And we are going to look at some other things. in scripture, there are so many things Yahuwah has said we should not touch. Reaffirming the understanding of Eve. And today is like the church. The church must come out with some things that will help us not to break laws, not to offend Yahuwah. In Genesis chapter number 3, verse 3, Eve said, "We should not touch, neither should we eat. We should not eat, neither should we touch, lest we die." Now, Yahuwah has told him, told man, not to eat. But here, he said, neither should we touch it, lest we die. You see, today, the enemy uses words to lure us. He will engage you, okay, close to things Yahuwah said you should not. Sometimes, he will carry you. He will carry you to the place through thoughts of the mind. He will take your mind there. He will travel with you using your mind, which is connected to your soul. In fact, he carried the Messiah to a very high mountain and showed him the glory of this kingdom, of this world. So there are times men sin because they are close to things they ought not to. We are going to look at something in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 17. "Wherefore, come out from among them. Then be ye separated, saith the Lord." This is what the Lord said. "And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Some version use "touch no unclean thing," because it's a plural form for the Greek word. Touch not the unclean thing. With the Greek meaning, it is "touch no unclean thing." Any unclean thing you ought not to touch. And he said, "And I will receive you." Paul is saying that Yahuwah said we should come out from among them and be separated. With this, Paul quoted that which Yahuwah has said and was echoed, was revealed, was spoken through the prophet Isaiah, and he spoke to me. Listen, anything Yahuwah, God Almighty, will say, he has said it already. Anything he's saying now has been said already. Now let's go to Isaiah 52 verse 11. We will see that what Paul is saying to the church, the Corinthian church, was that which Yahuwah has said and was shown and was declared, was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Let's look at what he quoted, where he quoted from. Isaiah 52 verse 11. "Depart ye, depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord." So this is where Paul the apostle quoted from, because he said, "Thou seest the Lord." So Yahuwah had already said that through his mouthpiece, Isaiah. And what Isaiah said
was used to speak has already been said before all things began. In fact, he finished his work and rested on the seventh day. You see, anything that is to come has come. The psalmist said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It is settled. So in seasons, times, Yahuwah will now be revealing in parts. That is why we know in parts. The thing is there. But Yahuwah will now use a prophet to see or speak it to being. He will use his apostles and evangelists to say that which he has said already. So Yahuwah is not thinking to say anything. He is not trying to say anything. It has been said. So in the book of Revelation, the Bible says Yahuwah revealed some things to John the Revelator. And the Bible says the things which will shortly happen, he revealed to his servant, the apostle John. But when you read it, most of the things that John the Revelator saw had already happened. There are things that he spoke to being that has happened. And there are things he was revealed, he was saying that time, and it was said already. And the things which will come has already been revealed. You see? So, people of the way, Paul now quoted that which has been said by Isaiah the prophet. And the Bible says, he said, "Touch no unclean thing, and I'll receive you." So when you are writing an epistle and you are quoting, sometimes you have to go back to the source material. That is why we have gone back to Isaiah chapter number 52 verse 11. Because there are things that was not added, okay, when they were interpreting, or they were, sorry to say, translating the New Testament. They omitted some things, especially, "and I will receive you." Okay, it is in Corinthians, but not in Isaiah. The Isaiah own says, "that bear the vessels of the Lord." He's talking about the sons of Yahuwah, the sons of God. Now, let us now go back. Good. If he is saying touch not, then there are things we ought not to touch. I said earlier on that if you don't want to eat it, you ought not to touch it. What defiles us actually is that which comes out from us. And nothing will come out from you until it has entered. So many people become so confused. That is what we call faith in our local dialect, GDA, Ube GED. So anything that comes out of you and defiles you is because you took in something. But if you don't want to eat, if you don't want to eat the fruit, you don't have to touch it. So Paul is saying, "touch no unclean thing," as Isaiah the prophet spoke of. Okay. Now, when you go to the Isaiah chapter number 52, where we read, and you start from, in fact, let's go to verse 4. The Bible says, "For thou seest the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause." So you have an idea, okay, of the group of people Yahuwah is saying they should depart from, they should be separated from. What Paul said and the prophecy spoken through Isaiah the prophet. So he said they should separate themselves. They should depart. There should be a gap. You have to distance yourself. Now, he who does not separate himself from Egypt and the Assyrians will by all means touch unclean thing. When we continue, it's a series, you will know some of the unclean thing. But I just want you to now know that there are things you need to depart from. There are places, there are things you need to separate yourself from, lest you will touch some things. No, touching is not just using your physical hand to touch it. Okay, if you are a child or you have children in the house, there are products you buy and they say keep it out of the reach of children. Because if you don't keep it out and they are able to reach out to it and they touch it, they may drink poison and kill themselves. This is for babies. These are for babies. Adam was not created a baby. He's a man. Adam is a man. Adamus. So the thing can be there. The instruction is don't touch it. It is not about, you know, keeping it out of your reach. That is why the tree was still in the garden. You are not a baby. Now, what you ought now to do is this world that we are living in. There are many things in this world. If you remain in this world, you will touch them. And if you touch unclean thing, you cannot be received. If you touch unclean thing, I tell you, there is no way you'll be able to make it. Now, so the prophet, the Lord spoke through the prophet and said, separate yourself, depart from it. And we have seen that it is Egypt, the Egyptians, it is the Assyrians, Hades, the world and worldly people. He said they should depart from them. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Paul now said, come out among them, out of them. Touch no unclean thing. You can see that he told them to depart first. He told them to come out first so that they cannot touch. Anyone who is born again and go back into the world will touch unclean thing. There are, in scripture, there are so many unclean things today that people are touching. I am not talking about carcass. You see, there are believers in this generation. They want to remain in the world and not touch unclean thing. It is not possible. You can't stay with them and don't expect to touch unclean thing. The reason why we ought not to touch these unclean things is we are carriers of his vessels. We are those that Yahuwah has given us that opportunity, not, okay? He has given us that grace and the opportunity to be what? Keepers or bearers of the vessels of the Lord. And the vessels of the Lord are so holy. And what do we? So, what will you use to hold vessels? We use our hands. So the Bible says, Don't touch unclean thing. Because already he has put clean things in your hands.
See, it is not just about the object. It is also the hand that is going to touch that object. There are people who are possessed with, you know, the Lord has given them grace to possess holy vessels. They are handling holy things. Look at this ministry Yahuwah has entrusted into your hands. Look at the gifts. A gift from a Holy Spirit will equally be a holy gift. We have been entrusted with vessels, holy things, through which Yahuwah expresses himself. Vessels. And he's telling us we should touch no unclean thing so that you receive us. We should touch no unclean thing. There are many people today, they keep on touching unclean things. Sometimes they will tell you, look, if you touch me, don't try, don't dare to touch me. If you touch me, what I will do to you. He's not referring to physical hand touching the person. So there are ways that we are touching things which are unclean. And it is because they are in the world and we don't want to walk out, we will continue to touch unclean things. There are people, anytime they are born again and they walk out from the world and holy vessels are given to them, child of God, they will touch the holy vessels one day and use 6 days to touch unclean things. Anything you touch in the world are vessels of Satan. Satan has so many goodies. He has so many vessels. He has so many gifts. He has so many things. He's a ruler. In Revelation, the Bible says he has many crowns. A prince acting like a king. Because he wanted to be like him. A monarch. That's why he has kingdoms. So he has his own things. There are things in this world, if you don't walk out completely, and I am telling you that you should not touch, it will be a waste of time. Because if you are not there, you won't touch it. If you are not around the thing, you won't touch it. If you can reach the thing, you will equally touch it. But when there is a gap, when you have been separated, look, even after death, there is a serious gulf between paradise and hell. The rich man said, I need water to drink. Father Abraham said, look, where we are, there is a gap. Even after death, there is a gap. Why are we not walking out from the world completely? Why do we want to hold the vessels of Yahuwah at the same time touch unclean thing? To Eve, if I don't want to eat it, let me not touch it. I am not going to go around. If I touch it, I am going to eat it. You see, we don't play with things in this world. We don't play. Anyone who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So Satan has a way of pulling us back into the world. Satan has a way of pulling us back to where we can get access to his vessels, his unclean things. He has a way of carrying us. In our mind, he will carry you. Then your mind will take you back to the world. Then you start touching. The moment you touch, it will defile you. Because when you touch it, you are going to eat it. Nobody eats a food without touching it. You have to touch it and put it inside your mouth. People of the way, prevention is better than cure. If you are in there, look, they were in Goshen, in Egypt. It was still Egypt, okay? And they were still eating cucumbers and onion, garlics. These are the basic food of the Egyptians. So when they left, they still miss it. They said, look, we have eaten manna. We have missed our garlics and our cucumbers. You can imagine. But they were in Goshen. You can't find your own place in the world. You have to walk out. Yahweh did that to keep them, to protect them, so that when the disaster comes, it will not reach them. Don't now use Goshen and say, I can be in the world. I can still use the systems of this world. I can remain there and I will not eat their food. I will not touch their things. No, that is a lie. When I look at this generation, it is seen as a careless generation. Any careless generation can never stop sinning. And that is the generation that carries woe. That is the generation that is, you know, going to welcome the Holy One. So Satan has made us so unholy. How? We have touched unclean things. And sometimes we think it is, you know, that fetish praised his calabash that we ought not to touch. You know, Satan, he has his own things. And he is a fraudster. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. You think he will... Some of you, even when you see that thing at your door, you won't touch it. You will be saying Holy Ghost fire. You will plead the blood. You will even burn them. But there are things that he has caused us to touch and is making us so unclean. And our minds have not gotten there yet. Our eyes are yet to see. We are yet to wake up to those things that, oh, these are unclean. People of the way, I'm ending by saying, if you don't want to touch it, you have to walk out. So we have climbed a little further. First, it was don't eat it. It's okay, don't touch it. Prevention is better than cure. Now, if you don't want to touch it, walk out. If you don't want to touch it, leave the world. Leave Egypt, leave the Assyrians. And I will explain, it was not only Egyptians who were living in Egypt. That is why the Bible calls some people mis multitudes. Isaiah is saying, the Assyrians, they were Assyrians. They were the people that Pharaoh selected to be tax masters. They were selected to marry the Israelites. They were selected to live among them because the Assyrians, their color looked like the Israelites. So they were among them. So it is not only walking out. You have to also leave the Assyrians because the prophet Daniel even referred to the Antichrist as the Assyrian. For them, it is difficult for you to notice that they are not one of you. People of the way, today, ponder over this word and say, I am walking out from the world completely and I will make no Assyrian my friend. I will not follow such person on social media. I am not going to make that person friend at my workplace, even in the house of Yahuwah, so that I will not touch any unclean thing. May Yahuwah bless you. May he keep you from falling. I pray that this day he will wake you up.
I pray that all unclean things in this world, Jehovah will open your eyes to see that you will not touch them. It is my prayer that all temptations ahead of you, you will not fall into them. I pray that your day will be fruitful. It is my prayer for someone. Anything that Jehovah wills for you to accomplish today, anything you have purpose in mind to do today, according to the will of the Father, may it be fruitful. May you see positive results in the mighty name of Yahusha. No depression, no frustration, no sickness, no distractions in the mighty name of Yahusha. If you are sick, you are healed in Yahusha's name. Amen. Thank you all for joining. Please make sure it will be published. Share it with friends and family. And make sure that you introduce it to someone. Don't forget the homecoming is coming. And don't be left out. If you truly want to be born again and meet up your maker with a crown on your head. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.